News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
There's an ingredient in plastic containers, jars, canned food linings called BPA, which has been linked to diabetes, obesity, infertility, heart disease, and cancer. Our next guest is the lead author of a new BPA report published by the Environmental Working Group, here to share some proactive steps on how to avoid this dangerous chemical. Welcome to the show, Samara Geller. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Samara, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's great. Now, before we get into some of the proactive steps to avoiding BPA, first share with our listeners exactly what is this and why should we be concerned?
Sure. So bisphenol A, or BPA, is a female reproductive toxicant. It was declared as such by a California state agency. Mm-hmm. This agency is the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, or OEHA. And there's evidence that BPA can mimic thyroid and sex hormones in animals and humans, and it's also been associated with a host of other ills. So we're talking about infertility, early puberty, altered brain and nervous system development, behavioral changes in children. It's also been implicated in proper tooth enamel development. So there are a number of reasons we should be concerned, and especially during these critical windows of development for children and for babies.
Right, and it's actually referred to as the hormone disruptor, correct?
That is true, yes. So it can mimic hormones like estrogen in people and animals, and so it also operates potentially at very low doses. So we're talking about the parts per billion range.
Wow. Yeah, can people tell, like from a food label, whether the container that the food's in contains BPA?
So what's happened in California, in May of 2015, the state agency declared it a female reproductive toxicant, and so it was added to this Proposition 65 list of chemicals. And so the state agency maintains this list of chemicals, and it requires businesses to provide a warning when they knowingly and intentionally cause an exposure. So what would have happened traditionally is that we would have seen these product-specific warnings being rolled out in stores throughout California. And so instead of that, what we had was an emergency regulation that was implemented. Industry was lobbying for more time to comply with Prop 65, and the agency had also indicated that it needed more time to work on developing a safe harbor level for exposure to BPA. So we're talking about developing a safe level when you consume this chemical.
Right. You know, a lot of people believe that buying food in glass containers is safe from BPA, but it can be found, I guess, in the lids of glass jars for baby food, pickles, jelly, even salsa.
Right. So we uncovered an industry-compiled list. So the Grocery Manufacturers Association, they revealed a list of products and packaging that may contain BPA, and these products were delivered via their suppliers and via their member businesses. And so it was very alarming to see this voluminous list of products, including products packaged in glass, so glass jars and glass bottles for beverages and foods like baby food, pickles, jelly, salsa, other condiments. You know, we had already suspected that it was so widespread, but this database really confirmed that it's spanning all of the aisles practically in the store. Things like aerosol cans, you know, things you're not really typically thinking about, like whipped toppings and these baking sprays and cooking sprays. They're in these aerosol cans that are lined with the epoxy. You know, even oil tins and different coffee cans that are metal have this epoxy-based lining. So it's very widespread, and we have concern about these compound exposures.
Right. And the Environmental Working Group just launched an easily searchable database, and I believe it has more than 16,000 food and beverage items that contain BPA. Tell us about this.
Right. Consumers can visit food scores at ewg.org/food scores, and they can easily search our database. So right now we have nearly 12,000 unique product names, and this translates to about 16,000 specific products, and this is based on industry's own list that they've supplied via this GMA site of products that have packaging that might contain BPA, and so they should check back often because we're always in the process of integrating more specific information as it becomes available, but they can also search food scores using our BPA-free filter. So for those businesses that are leading the way and that have transitioned out of BPA and have substituted safer chemicals, We have a feature that allows people to search, limiting their search to these BPA-free products.
Oh, that's great. So really, somebody could be in a grocery store and use their smartphone to get this list and see what products they shouldn't and shouldn't avoid.
Absolutely, yes. We have a healthy living app that integrates SkinDeep for personal care products and cosmetics, and it integrates with FoodScore. So they can, at a glance, tell if their favorite foods and brands and businesses are providing packaging that might contain BPA.
That's amazing. What about like soda and beer drinkers out there? Do they need to be concerned about the aluminum beverage cans?
Yes, actually. So beverages in aluminum cans have been tested. They have been found to contain lower levels of BPA in some cases.
Right.
So coffee and teas tended to have higher levels, but things like sodas may contain lower levels, and this might be because of the way these packages are thermally processed. They're not processed in the same manner as food cans, for instance, so they might contain lower levels. But things like beer, yes, things like soda, tea, coffee, we all know that these products now are containing BPA, and so people should limit exposure to beverages packed in these aluminum cans if they're not sure about the intentional use of BPA or whether perhaps they're using a different type of lining.
Great stuff. You know, to me, the scary part was how babies are being exposed to BPAs. I read on the EWG's website that BPA was found in the umbilical cords of 9 out of 10 infants they sampled. That can't be good.
Oh, yes, it's very alarming. EWG, we commissioned 5 laboratories in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and we analyzed umbilical cord blood, from 10 infants. And what we found is that 9 out of 10 of those umbilical cord blood samples we tested had BPA. And so this really demonstrates that industrial chemicals can cross the placenta in these large numbers, and they can contaminate a baby before they're even born. What's really concerning is that babies aren't able to metabolize and excrete BPA as quickly and efficiently as adults, and so it's passing right through the placenta to the fetus, where it can be really detrimental.
Well, so they're born with this chemical, and then the mom inadvertently feeds the baby food that may have the chemical. And, I mean, this just wreaks havoc on probably their growth, and who knows what else down the road. Who knows how many diseases are being developed that could be traced back from the early stages of being exposed to BPA.
So, yeah, these low exposures to BPA during pregnancy or early life can really permanently alter development and body size, all sorts of things. They could potentially be predisposing people to later life cancers. So right now, there is a lot of work being done to actually quantify the hazards to humans. A lot of the evidence of BPA toxicity to people is based on some observational studies. So, you know, we're looking for more information to come out. There's a multi-million dollar Clarity BPA study. It's federally funded, and that's potentially going to shine a huge light on this issue. So we are eagerly awaiting the results of that study to be published.
That's great. You know, we hear so much about GMO dangers and the need for labeling. BPA dangers are not getting the attention it needs, so I commend you and the EWG for changing that, being that voice. Where can people go again to learn more?
Yes, we encourage folks to visit EWG.org /foodscores. They can search our database of products that are in packaging that may contain BPA. And also in the meantime, we encourage folks to, if they're exposed to canned food or eating canned food and don't have other options, they could potentially be rinsing some of that BPA off of those beans and those of those veggies. Also, just looking for products that are fresh. We encourage cooking from scratch and using whole, fresh, unprocessed food whenever possible.
That great is info. Such great advice. Thank you so much, Samara, for sharing such healthy and truly life-saving information. BPAs are a serious health concern, and we're thankful to the Environmental Working Group for bringing this topic to light. Before you go shopping, make sure you use EWG's new searchable database of more than 16,000 food and beverage items that contain BPAs. That website is EWG.org. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.